gods had condemned Sisyphus to ceaselessly rolling a rock at the top of the mountain, whence the stone would fall back of its own weight. They had thought with some reason that there is no more dreadful punishment than futile and hopeless labor. Nothing is told us about Sisyphus in the underworld. Myths are made for the imagination. As for this myth, one sees merely the whole effort of a body straining to raise the huge stone, to roll it and push it up a slope 100 times over. One sees the face screwed up, the cheek tight against the stone, and the whole human security of two earth-bottom hands. At the very end of this long effort, the purpose is achieved. Then Sisyphus watches the stone rush down in a few moments toward the lower world, whence he will have to push it up again toward the summit. He goes back to the plane. It is during that return, that pause, that Sisyphus interests me. A face that toils so close to stones is already stone itself. I see that man going back down with a heavy yet measured step toward the torment of which he will never know the end. That hour, like a breathing space which returns as surely as his suffering, that is the hour of consciousness.